Hey everyone, this is Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
Welcome to day two of our fun facts. Now today we're going to take a look at, we mentioned last time about skin.
Right.
Yeah, so today it's about maybe the touching the texture of the skin.
Wow.
I don't know too much about that except that I just like to take care of my face and I use moisturizer and beauty yeah. products and that's it.
I hope they tell us more about how we can make our skin softer and looking better, huh?
And how to stay young forever.
Okay, well, so let's take a look at today's reading and maybe we'll find out more about taking care of our skin.
Yes.
Reading. Fun facts. Have you ever touched someone's arm and wondered, why is their skin softer than mine? If so, you're not alone. People commonly think others have softer skin than they do. But why? A. Our fingers aren't very sensitive. B. We are actually feeling moisture in the air. C. Because of a false belief. There's no need to have mixed feelings about your answer if you chose C. Researchers have found that we often falsely judge the softness of other people's skin. To figure out why, researchers tested 133 people in 6 different experiments. They found that the majority of people always thought their romantic partner's forearms were softer than their own. Yet, the same results were not true for the palm of the hand. Moreover, people receive pleasure when their forearms are stroked, yet don't when their palms are. These results indicate that thinking someone's skin is soft might help you touch them in ways they'll enjoy. Researchers think this false belief then helps people touch each other in pleasant ways, which builds bonds.
Alright, so the article starts off with, have you ever touched someone's arm and wondered why is their skin softer than mine?
This is
yes,
kind of
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, okay. 所以一开始的问题就问到,这还蛮有趣哦。他说,诶,你有没有曾经啊,在摸过别人的手背后想说,啊,为什么他们的皮肤感觉比我的还要柔软呢?
And sometimes the opposite happens as well. You touch someone and you're like, you need to put some lotion on. But
True.
Laura, I think you have really nice skin.
Oh my God, I love you, Tiffany.
I know, right?
So do you. But you know, 你的皮肤也很好吧? Actually, to be honest, I think babies have the best skin ever. I'm so
okay.
jealous. They're like poreless. 就是完全没有毛细孔. 非常羡慕他们哦.
I know, right? But unfortunately, we have passed the baby stage.
Okay.
But let's take a look at our word power. We have the word wonder.
Wonder, right.
That's correct. And wonder means to feel curious about something or to kind of show doubt about it. So you can wonder what if there is life on other planets.
Wow, okay. Wonder 是什么呢? 其实就是非常想知道,感到疑惑. I wonder why. 我们常常会这样说, 我想知道原因耶,为什么是这样?
That's correct. So, let's keep on moving on in the article. And it says, if so, you're not alone. People commonly think others have softer skin than they do. But why?
That's a really good question. Mm-hmm. Okay. 所以你曾经如果有摸过别人的手背,然后想说,哦,他们的皮肤好像比我的还更好哦. A, you're not alone. 是什么意思呢? 就是啊,其实你不是唯一一个人觉得是这样子的人哦,觉得如此哦. Okay. 人们呢,其实通常都觉得别人拥有比自己更丝滑柔软的皮肤,但是这是为什么呢? 诶,对,好奇怪哦,好像大家都很容易羡慕 别人诶, I wonder why.
Yeah, let's take a look at the answers and let's guess. For example, we have choice A. Our fingers aren't very sensitive.
Okay.
B, we are actually feeling moisture in the air.
Huh.
Or C, because of a false belief.
Okay, 好,我们有一点时间思考一下,首先我先来翻译哦,就是呢,诶,有没有可能是A,因为我们的手指不是很敏感,是不是这个呢,还是B, 我们实际上感觉到的呢,是空气里的湿气,还是C, 因为一个错误的观念使然。
Yeah, so before we actually get into it, let's take a look at the word pair word sensitive. So our fingers aren't very sensitive. It means quick to respond to maybe slight changes or signals. For example, your skin can be sensitive to some beauty products. That means if there is a chemical in there that your body doesn't like, your body can easily respond to that change, meaning your skin is sensitive to that chemical.
Totally. I have sensitive skin.
Me too,
okay.
Sometimes.
所以刚刚 A 的选项提到的 sensitive 这个字非常的实用，就是敏感的意思。像是刚刚我提到说我就有敏感肌啦， sensitive skin. 所以很多的保养品上面如果你有敏感肌，你就可以看 for sensitive skin, 一定要用这类的保养品会比较安全，比较保险哦。另外我们常常会说 I'm sensitive to something, 就是我对什么敏感。像是有的人呢，他可能是 sensitive to pollen,就是花粉啦，或者是有些人的牙齿 they are sensitive to cold foods, 对这个冰的东西会非常的敏感，牙齿会很酸。
All right, so we can take a look at example. We can say cats and dogs are sensitive to sounds from far away. They can sense when their owners are coming back home.
Oh, how cute.
Very smart.
狗狗和猫咪对来自远方的声音很敏锐，很敏感。他们可以感应到，就是 sense, 他们主人回家咯。
Okay, so have you all thought about an answer yet?
No, but why don't we take out some words and the choices, like moisture,
yeah.
Right?
I think we need to understand that more. That's correct. So let's take a look at moisture. Moisture means water that is in the air. Okay. For example, we can say leaves can take in water from the ground and moisture in the air. So remember, water that you actually drink and the water that we don't see in the air, it's completely different.
Okay, 所以我们来看一下这个 moisture, 刚刚选项 B 有提到这个字就有湿气啦或者是水分的意思哦。像是刚刚 Tiffany 提到的这个树叶会吸收土地啊土壤的水以及空气的湿气。Okay, I think the answer is, could it be B?
I'm thinking A.
Okay, so what's the answer?
All right, the answer is, it says there's no need to have mixed feelings about your answer if you chose C. We both got it extremely wrong. But when you talk about mixed feelings, it means you have two different kinds of feelings. If you saw the movie Inside Out,
yeah,
do you remember that movie?
I love it.
We have different kinds of feelings, happy, sad, angry, nervous. But as we grow older, we actually have very complicated feelings, and you can feel happy and sad at the same time, or angry and, I don't know, happy at the same time. So that's what it means by mixed feelings.
Okay, 刚刚提到正确答案是 C, 选 C 的话就不必为自己的答案感到五味杂陈。 Mixed feelings 就是刚刚 Tiffany 老师解释的很好，就是可能你有非常不同的一个感受，复杂的一个感受。好啦，这也是我们的 shortcut for you phrase. So yeah, let's listen to it to find out more how you can use this.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Pat, I got a new job.
Really? That's great.
You don't seem very happy about it.
Let's say I have mixed feelings about it.
Now I'm all mixed up. What do you mean?
If you have mixed feelings about something, you feel both pleased and not pleased about it at the same time.
Got it. Mixed feelings means 五味杂陈，矛盾的感觉。But why do you have mixed feelings about my new job?
Well, I'm happy that you're going on to better things, making more money and so on, but I'm going to miss working with you.
Oh, I'll miss working with you as well. Now, I have mixed feelings about my new job as well.
Okay, in the article it says, researchers or people whose job is to verify and check information have found that we often falsely judge the softness of other people's skin.To figure out why, researchers tested 133 people in six different experiments.
Okay. 好，我们来看一下哦，刚刚提到的是 researchers， 就是研究人员发现呢，我们常常会错误的判定别人的皮肤的柔软程度。那当然哦，为了要这个再探索一下原因哦，他们在六个不同的实验当中对133个人做试验哦。这里我们提到的 experiment， 当然就是试验啦或是实验这样的意思。
Mm-hmm. So basically, we form a different opinion of other people's skin automatically. And when you judge people, judge means to come up with an opinion or conclusion about someone or something. So we often come up with an opinion about maybe if this person's skin is light or if it's smooth, if it's
rough.
Rough, yes, that's right. Rough as well.
OK, 我们来看一下 judge 这个动词，我刚刚有提到，其实它就是有认为啦，或是断定啊，判断这样的意思。And how can I use that in a sentence?
We can say, as the saying goes, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover because you never know what the story is like on the inside.
没错。其实呢，我们不能就是比如说看一本书的时候就看它的封面，就像我们也不能以貌取人是一样的道理啦。OK, you shouldn't judge people by their appearance. That's really important.
That's right. So next in the article it says, they found that the majority of people...Majority meaning more than half, always thought their romantic partner's forearms were softer than their own.
Okay, this is quite interesting. 所以他们发现大部分的人哦，总是认为哎，他们的另外一半的前臂，就是前面的手背，摸起来比自己还要柔软。Okay, 所以呢，the majority of people. Okay, 所以其实就是有多数或是过半数这样子的意思哦。
Right, but I think maybe the romantic partner part is a little bit more biased because you like the person.
I know.
So it becomes a thing where you actually think everything they have is better, maybe. Yeah, but so most people or the majority of people think that their romantic partners, so your girlfriend or boyfriend, think that their skin is softer.Okay, and as we mentioned, the forearm is actually the place between where your elbow bends in and your wrist. So if you put your palms up, that's where your forearm is.
Okay, 好，我们来看一下刚刚提到的 romantic partner, 当然就是指什么呢？你的男或是女朋友啊。那 romantic 单单来看的话，当然就是跟感情相关，或是爱情相关，或是某个人他非常的浪漫，也可以用 romantic 这个字哦。那 forearm 当然就是前臂，就是手背的，从你的手腕到你的手肘那边的，就是中间的那一段 ，OK， 就是前臂。
That's correct. All right, so continuing the article says, yet the same results were not true for the palm of the hand. Moreover, people receive pleasure when their forearms are stroked, yet don't when their palms are. So this is quite funny. The palm of our hands are usually a little bit rougher, and I think it's because, you know, we do a lot of daily house chores, or we do a lot of things with our hands. So the skin there is not as smooth as maybe the one on your arm maybe on your thighs or something.
Oh my gosh, I'm touching like my arm just to feel this. Okay. 好啦，然而同样的结果却不适用在摸掌心的感觉哦。再者哦，人们觉得在前臂被轻抚的时候会感到okay, 是开心的，可是在掌心被触摸的时候感觉是不会哦。所以 palm 当然就是手掌的掌心。真的是很有趣耶。
Maybe it's because some areas of the body are more sensitive than other places. And in the article,It says that people have or enjoy having their forearms stroked. So when you stroke, it's a motion where you rub gently in one direction. So for example, it's like when you have a cute baby cat or what we learned previously, a kitten, in your lap, all you want to do is stroke it so much because it's too cute.
Okay, stroke 呢其实就是用手轻轻的抚摸啊这样子的意思。可以你可能抚摸一个小狗狗啦或是小猫咪啊 or even a real baby, 像是我超喜欢 欢摸我姐姐的小孩的脸颊 because she has such cute and chubby cheeks.
All right, so next in the article it says, these results indicate that thinking someone's skin is soft might help you touch them in ways they'll enjoy.
Ooh. Okay, 所以这些结果显示认为呢某人皮肤柔软可以帮助你呢以他们感到愉快的方式来碰他们啦。
And it doesn't have to be in a romantic way.
Right.
It also can happen if your mom or dad comforts you when you're sad.
Exactly. 真的耶，其实不只是有男女朋友，像是有时候我们伤心的时候，如果这个妈咪啦来摸我的头啦，或是用手轻抚我们来安慰我们，其实我们心情也会感觉到比较放松，比较舒缓。
That's correct. Okay, so lastly in the article it says, researchers think this false belief then helps people touch each other in pleasant ways, which builds bonds.
Okay, 最后课我们提到研究人员觉得这个错误的观念帮助人们呢以令人愉悦的方式来碰触彼此，而这个方式也会让人们建立关系哦。
That's right. So you can build a bond. Mm-hmm. Bond means that you share a feeling, idea, or experience together.
Okay. 刚刚我们有提到说这个可能爸爸或妈妈可以来关心我们这样子的一个 bond 呢其实就是有一种连结感像是我们可以提到 the bonds of friendship, like me and Tiffany. Okay.
That's right.
或是 a daughter's bond with her mother, 就是可能母女之间哦这样子的一个连结。Yeah, and yeah, like what you were saying before, when your mom or dad hug you or hold you a lot, that can build a strong bond. And I love hugs. I love to hug my parents, my boyfriend, and my friends.
That's right. So you see, Laura and I also share a bond because we have an experience of working together and it created this bond between us.
Oh, of course.
Yay.
Come on, let me give you a big hug for being so sweet.
Thanks.
Hugs. Okay, we'll be back for our For You chat.
For You chat.
All right, so let's take a look at our For You chat. It says, do you tend to have body contact when you're communicating with people? Why or why not?
Well, it depends who you're talking to. I mean, if it's with you, Tiffany, I mean, I don't mind, you know, like maybe touching your arm a little bit or maybe like give you a hug. Yeah, but then...If it's somebody who is, like, not so close, like, you know, somebody I've only met for the first time, it's like, I prefer to actually keep, like, a safe distance.
I agree. Like, when you meet people for the first time, I feel like you need to have a little bit of a distance first. And then as we build a bond or as we get closer with each other, then I might be okay with you touching me or, like, giving me hugs and stuff. But it's quite different. Like, a lot of Europeans, the first thing they do is they give you hugs.And kisses. And
right, that's true.
It's really different, I think, with each culture as well.
I guess, like, if you do that in Taiwan too, people might feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today. We had so much fun learning all these fun facts. Okay, until next time, I'm Laura.
And I'm Tiffany.
Bye.
Bye.
Fun facts. Have you ever touched someone's arm and wondered, why is their skin softer than mine?If so, you're not alone. People commonly think others have softer skin than they do. But why? A. Our fingers aren't very sensitive. B. We are actually feeling moisture in the air. C. Because of a false belief. There's no need to have mixed feelings about your answer if you chose C.Researchers have found that we often falsely judge the softness of other people's skin. To figure out why, researchers tested 133 people in 6 different experiments. They found that the majority of people always thought their romantic partner's forearms were softer than their own. Yet, the same results were not true for the palm of the hand. Moreover,People receive pleasure when their forearms are stroked, yet don't when their palms are. These results indicate that thinking someone's skin is soft might help you touch them in ways they'll enjoy. Researchers think this false belief then helps people touch each other in pleasant ways, which builds bonds.
Vocabulary Review.
Wonder. I wonder why Russell seems so upset today. Did something happen to him yesterday? Sensitive. Gina is very sensitive to the cold, so she doesn't like winter weather. Moisture. I could still feel the moisture in the air after the heavy rain. Judge. My painting was judged as being the best in the art contest. Majority. The majority of people who visit Paris take a picture in front of the Eiffel Tower. Romantic. Aiden wanted to do something romantic for his girlfriend, so he cooked her a special dinner.